Breaking news.
We've been working on a little project.
Yeah, someone take it away.
This has been in the works for a while. And it caught on fire overnight.
Crazy town. This man takes a full sheet cake and like chucks it at people. And it's like LeBron and that's all I know.
I truly don't remember summer being sunny and 90 degrees and humid every single day.
Yeah, wait, I don't know what's going on there. Fix that.
I was the one who had the limp noodle for once.
No, I think it might be... Oh, okay, it's
I think
good
you
now.
Might have hit it or something.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I gave it a little love tap.
Maybe.
For those who can't see us, my little microphone, for the first time ever, was a limp noodle.
Well, it looks like... Something's up there. I mean, it's working, but it looks...
It's because it's so high.
It looks extra tall today.
You did that.
I guess I did.
You gave me some vertical...
I did do that. I was like, Adam's neck's too long for this.
Maybe this will like convince me to sit up straight while I'm on my floor pillow.
Yeah.
Posture king.
I'm the posture king. I really want to buy one of those...
No.
Do
you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's like legit a harness.
The thing that buzzes you, that like shocks you if you don't sit up straight?
I don't think the one I'm thinking of shocks you. I think it like, it's just so tight that it forces you to be, you know what I'm saying?
I see, yep.
Nobody on the pod can actually see what I'm doing right now, but it's like this wrap, I guess, that goes around your shoulder on both arms and then holds your back.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, is this something's like pulling your shoulder blades together, I think, so that you're standing up straight.
Yeah.
And I keep seeing it. So you know like the second you start thinking about something and then all of a sudden it's like all of your ads.
All consuming.
Yeah. So like now all of my Instagram ads are just like back correctors.
Yeah. That I think I'm scarred from those types of tools because as we know, I was a horse girl back in the day. And you, for horse shows, you have to have really good posture. You get judged on it. And
really?
Yeah. So we used to have the like... whip type thing, not the long one but the short one, is called a crop, and you would put that between your elbows and it would force you to sit up super straight,
like while you were on the horse.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, like I would have to walk around with that in between my elbows with the thing behind my back so that I would be up super straight. And so, my elbows would be close to my body.
Were you in like some serious competitions? What was the level of horse girl that we're talking about?
I didn't realize you were like,
I don't
competing.
Think this is like a well-known fact.
I knew you like rode horses, but I didn't know you like went to the
I did competition.
I didn't know you made it that far.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's but no way wasn't. We knew this. This is a new fact. I refuse to believe we've ever talked about this.
That was a known fact.
Wait, so did boys go to horse camp too? Like, was this like a meet and mingle or was it like an all girls?
No, it was all girls. I went to one camp that wasn't strictly horse camp. Hmm. They just had horses there and that had boys.
Okay.
And I went because my mom knew the owner and they needed a nurse for 2 weeks. So my mom went and was the nurse and my sister and I both went for the 2 weeks. And my sister was... crying because we weren't in the same cabin and she's aww. Super shy, and so I was like living my best life and my sister was in her own cabin. She ended up making friends, but she was ready to go home. I then went back for a whole month by myself.
Okay, so you were a girl who liked camp.
Yeah, it just like wanted to not be in my house.
Okay, that's fair. Katie, what were you? Were you a girl who liked camp or were you a no camp girl?
Well, I didn't really go to camp until I was older and it was the Jesus camp.
Right, which we've talked about.
Discussed in last week's episode or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I missed out on going to camp when I was like in elementary and middle school. Like I think that would have been like the prime time. And I hear people talk about like various camps they went to when they were young and I'm like... That would have been nice. It
I feel like
been
a lot
nice.
Of our friends had gone to camp growing up and met so many friends that they're still in touch with today.
Well, I feel like it's a really big Jewish thing. I think a lot of our Jewish friends specifically, I've like heard talk about how great camp is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they go for like the entire summer.
Yeah. And I'm so jealous. That sounds amazing. Like I feel like my parents would have loved that to get rid of us for like months at a time. And then you make me meet all these friends from like places you wouldn't if you hadn't gone to camp, but then you like have like connections all over the place. Like that is such a genius way.
Yeah. I wish I liked
to spend summer.
Cause my parents would send me to camp and I would go to camp with my cousins like during the summer.
Which camp were you being sent? Like, where were you going?
It was in, it might have actually been a Jewish camp, because I think I told you my cousins are Jewish. So I think I actually may have gone to the Jewish camp, but it was in Potomac in Maryland. So like,
okay,
somewhere in Potomac or Germantown, like one of those cities.
Wait, love.
In Montgomery County.
So it was kind of local.
Yeah. It was like an hour from my house, yeah. But I was like not a camp kid. I was consistently crying, begging to go home,
yeah.
Trying to call my mom. I think I told the story when my mom sent me to Boy Scout camp, right? You did. Like I was not a camp boy.
You didn't like the bugs. You didn't like the wilderness.
And I think part of the reason I liked it so much was my mom sent me the most outlandish care packages, and I had mail every day.
Oh, like, you were one of those. Fun. You were one of those. Like, even the camp that I went to, I remember mail day or like mail time of day. It was like 11 a.m. or something. Yeah. They'd come and bring the mail, and like you would feel really popular and cool if you got mail. I remember. So it was my summer before sophomore year of college because I'd met this guy. I don't know if I've told this story. I met this guy at Elon at college who was a senior when I was a freshman. And we met, I kid you not, like the last party of the year. And he was like having scaries because he was graduating. So that happened. We met and he just like became convinced that we were in love. We like had met one time. Okay. We like, mm-hmm. we hooked up, but one time. Okay.
One and done.
And then he insisted, I told him I was going to this camp and I expected, okay, he's like going to forget about me now. He wrote me letters.
What?
At camp. I don't know why.
I did not know this.
I just like unearthed this memory in my mind. Like he wrote me full on letters, drew me pictures, like wrote me letters at camp.
Oh my gosh.
All summer. Cause I was there, or like 2 months I was there, however long. And I like was so convinced I was in love with this guy. And then I remembered that I was not attracted to him. Unfortunately.
You just love the letters.
You could still go to camp as a sophomore in college.
See, I was also thinking that. I was like, you what?
So I wasn't going. Okay, let me clarify. I was at camp. I was volunteering at camp. I think I said this last episode.
Yeah, yeah. No, you did.
I was like plunging toilets and stuff.
But I thought that was the premise of the camp.
No.
Was that you were doing these tasks.
I was
plunging
on.
Plunging toilets is the premise of the camp.
Can you imagine? That sounds like.
I thought it was a volunteer camp.
No, that's like juvie.
Yeah.
You're in jail. No, I was on the work staff of the camp.
I'm so dead. Colby literally thought you go to camp to like do tasks, like plumb shit.
Last week, that was what I understood.
No.
Like, when you said you were volunteering at camp, I thought you went to camp to volunteer.
No, as a camper. No. Maybe there are some like that.
Like it was like a club that just runs around and does tasks like plunge toilets and do electricity work. Yeah. I don't even know.
No, we would just
like Habitat for Humanity.
Well, something. I also did that. I did that, but I can guarantee. No, this was I had been a camper at this camp, and then in college, like between summers between my years in college, I became like a work staff person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I did that. Are you good?
He was a limp noodle again.
What happened to it?
He just keeps. Limping. I think it's because it's not even. My law of physics. Yeah. Let me just make sure.
All I know is.
Yeah, that's good. Sorry.
Great.
Continue.
Love it. Anyway, so yeah, I had a camp lover. I actually like totally forgot about that. But then, so it ended because we got back. Like it was so amazing. You know when like something like romantic happens like that and you're like, oh my God, I have to be in love with this person.
Yeah.
Like I simply have to be in love with him because he's writing me letters after we met one time. And then I remembered, like, first of all, he was a senior. I was a freshman. He graduated, full on graduated, left. I was like just embarking on my Elon career, college career. And he was also not my type, unfortunately.
Wait, do we know him?
Like, no, like there's just simply no way you would know him.
Okay. He was never to be seen or heard from again.
Because we like weren't really even at school. Like we were barely at school.
Yeah.
You were the same.
At school together for one day.
For a year, technically. No, he was a senior. So technically a whole year, but I didn't meet him until the last party of the year. Anyway.
Right. But like you met each other one time.
Right. He's such a sweet
guy. I'm picturing this so vividly.
Did you write him back?
Of course I did. Oh my God. He was my pen pal.
I can so vividly picture Katie like crisscross applesauce smiling. Writing.
Oh my God. Oh my God. All the girls were so jealous of me that I had I had a lover pen pal and we like hadn't defined the relationship because again, we'd only met one day.
You met literally one night at a party.
We had a one night stand and I don't want to like, this is so sweet that he did it, but I was just like, wow, this man, like he's sitting down pen and paper.
Did you tell the girls that you kissed him?
Of course I did. I was like, shh, don't tell anyone.
See, what I'm dying about is like...
Well, I thought last week it was like virginal.
No, yeah, but you could kiss people.
Oh.
That was just like...
Oh. It was kiss cam.
It was like...
It was a one crazy one night kiss.
Yeah, kissing was as far as you could really go without judgment, I think, in my opinion. And so we just, I think it just fizzled out after that. I think
you ghosted him.
Are still
I didn't ghost him. I couldn't ghost him after all.
You invented ghosting, but with letters.
I definitely texted him and was like,
oh, you gave him your text.
No. Yeah. Can you imagine if I just, because once I was done with camp, he had my phone number.
Right.
That's like the origin story of the breakup text you have in your notes mm-hmm. that you used to send.
Can you imagine if I had to write it out in my letter?
It's like the 1800s.
Like, literally.
Just pen and paper.
Oh, my God.
With a carrier pigeon.
Anyway, but that was such a romantic time in my life. I, like, hope that one day Jack will write me. Actually, he's wrote me 3 letters. I'm such a liar.
I feel like Jack does very romantic things for you.
Yeah, he wrote me letters for like, events.
I've never seen a girl get so many flowers.
Yeah, he does. I'm sure. I told him I have period cramps today, and I'm assuming he'll bring some. Later tonight.
He'll bring some reinforcements.
I need to tell Jack to tell my future man.
No, he knows, like...
Give him some notes.
He knows the right moments. And our anniversary is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe it?
No.
In, 2 weeks.
That means we're almost a year
so
from...
So crazy.
Montauk Mayhem.
Yeah, our, amazing Hamptons episode was, a year ago.
The chaos of it all.
Anyway, yeah, but I don't know how we got down this road. Oh, camp.
It always goes back to the camp.
We love talking about camp.
We do. We love talking about the weather and camp.
We should talk, or we should...
It's summer. Those are the themes.
That's true.
We should make a camp match made.
Yeah.
You know, people are doing camp these days. I've been seeing a lot of people do, camp bachelorette parties. Have you been seeing this?
In the wilderness.
Yeah, they'll
girl
have...
A went to school with just at one.
Exactly.
But it was very chic and at a very expensive resort and not camping.
Yeah, it's glamping.
Wait, so does camp stand for something? I know it means, eccentric and, gay and whatever, but...
As in overnight camp?
No, camp is in, like the Met Gala theme camp. That's what you guys are talking about, right? Or no, you're talking about a legit theme camp.
I'm talking about, camp.
Oh,
we're talking about,
my God. In my head, I was,
thinking
you guys...
They were camp counselors.
Oh, in my head, I'm thinking you're talking about, wilderness. A camp-themed party. Like, that's so camp.
No. This was, an actual camp.
Okay.
It was, camp, and then her new last name or her name or whatever, and she... Her first name, I guess.
Yeah.
And then she just, scheduled all these, camp-like activities, but for adults. And you stay at a nice place.
Wait, I'm dead. I said that, asking for a definition, and Katie, fully no questions asked, goes to her phone. She's looking up the origin of the word camp.
No, I was, because I was like, maybe there is something.
Maybe C-A-M-P means something.
No, it's... I came up with nothing. It's just camp is camp, okay? Camp is
and then
camp.
Katie was like, okay, no, Adam just misunderstood, puts the phone down.
No, I was so ready to jump in and, come to your aid with a definition. I love definitions. Oh, my God, I love it.
You do. You love an origin story.
I love an origin story. Anyway.
Should we do the intro?
Yeah.
I don't even remember whose turn it was because we were off last week.
Welcome back to Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing?
Pretty good, because I think it's time.
Drum roll, please.
That Ba-da-da-da-da-da. We talk about something very new and very exciting for Match Made.
We've been working on a little project.
Yeah, someone take it away.
This has been in the works for a while.
Yeah. It has. I don't even remember when this came about.
It was at the Kendra Scott New York Fashion Week party.
Oh, yeah, it was you two, and you texted the group chat, and you were hey, Adam.
It was us, too.
I said to Katie, I have an idea.
No, that literally was. Was that Valentine's Day?
It was during New York Fashion Week, and it was their casino party.
Yeah, but I feel like that was around Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I feel like it was February. Okay, so some months now.
It was the night that I wore my gorilla jacket, and... We took those photos in the street. We took
With the black tights and the black little kitten heels and your black gorilla, I remember.
Yeah, and then we brainstormed that we should do some merch, but of course, there's so many podcasts that have so many different kinds of merch, and we wanted to be a bit
different.
So, what did we make?
Bags. Tote bags.
We made tote bags.
We did.
We're so bad at introducing
we are.
Our secret project. We're so
One,
awkward.
1, 2, 3.
Tote bags!
Yeah. So we made tote bags, and they're available now on our website that Adam made.
Oh my gosh, guys, me making this website, like, I need people when you see it to give me a message of encouragement, because it took so long to figure that shit out. But I was so dedicated to it because I was like, if I can make a website, I can do anything. Like, when I first took a look at it, I think I told the girls I was working on it like 3 weeks ago, got none of it done because it was the most complicated shit I've ever seen in my entire life. And then I would continuously like watch little videos and take little stabs at it. And then finally on Sunday, I sat down and I was like, I'm a fucking expert now. Like, I've watched all the YouTube videos, I've read all the help articles. Like, we're ready to fucking go. And I started my free trial and I built that shit.
The craziest thing is they really do make it look like you just drag and drop.
Okay, so truthfully, it did kind of end up being like that. Like, I think I massively overcomplicated it, because once I understood what the hell was going on, I was like, oh, I'm gonna make this shit beautiful. So,
and you did.
Yeah.
And I did. It's gorgeous. I mean, hopefully, like, when it actually goes live, the execution is there. But in prototype, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, if we have any technical difficulties, bear with us. But when this podcast drops on Friday, the bags are live.
Yes.
And they're a limited quantity, so you need to get them while they're hot. Because
Well, we need to tell them about the bags. They're special. They're not just normal tote bags.
There are three different sayings on the bag. Would you say they're sayings?
Phrases. They're like fun little phrases.
They're kitschy.
They're kind of match-made-isms, because each of them is kind of based on a title of an episode slash something we've said.
Yeah.
In the slash episodes.
Something we embody.
Slash just something like that will command attention on the street.
Exactly.
But it's subtle enough. It's just a little like little cursive-y little blip on the back.
Katie Bellotti's handwriting.
Yeah. What makes it special? We partnered with a female-owned small business in New York, Abode New York City.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. I was like,
that's and Katie Bellotti. And
the one-woman show, Katie Bellotti.
Hey, we're a small business too now.
We are.
We're match-made. You're LLC, right. Whatever.
So we have Katie's handwriting for all of the different phrases, and they're embroidered by hand, I think.
Yes.
Or by machine.
Or by, by machine.
Like custom embroidered, though.
By machine, but like a person is like standing next to the machine. Like, I've seen the whole process go. Our friend Abby works at this place called, well, she owns it, Abode, here in New York City. So it's hand-stitched or machine hand-stitched in New York City.
I feel like if it's somebody's manning the machine, you can call it hand-stitched.
By hand.
Or hand-embroidered. Because, like, can you embroider by hand, like, actually?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you can.
I feel like you definitely can, but, like...
We'll just call it custom embroidery because it is custom. It's Katie's handwriting, and it's beautiful.
Yes.
And it's in three phrases, two colorways.
Yeah, you simply can't get this anywhere else. Like, this is something super...
original.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were thinking about merch, we were like, we don't want, like... I don't know. We want something that people would actually use.
Yeah, you could use this every day, and we do.
I have been literally using it every single day. Like, if you see me walking around New York with a tote bag... That says, should we say the phrases?
Yeah, I think, well...
They're live.
No, yeah, we can. We should.
Well, yeah, it'll be live.
People are already probably on their phones, on the Instagram, looking and found out. But
yeah, true.
Yeah, you guys are sleuths.
Yeah, we have Not Chill, DeLulu, and what's the third?
Dump Him.
Are you kidding me? Dump Him. Yeah, so those are the three. Dump Him is my personal fave. Funny, because I like literally brought that on Jack and I was like anniversary vacation and was just like touting it around like Dump Him. Like,
I feel like we all attached to one of them.
Yeah,
like Colby liked DeLulu, right?
Yeah.
And then I liked Not Chill.
See, and the thing is I love all three, but just I don't know, Dump Him is just like so like, yeah, girl,
I like it.
Like, I want to make friends on the street, and I feel like they would, so like someone would come up to me and be like, yeah, girl.
Yeah. And I also love that you were carrying that around. And then we had our, I guess, campaign is what we can call it. But we had our photos shot and video shot by my friend Carlos from work and his friend Daniel. And Daniel has a girlfriend. And we gave each of them a bag as a thank you. And he was like, one of them said that he wanted the Dump Him bag and he was going to gift it to his girlfriend.
I mean, it's just iconic. Like, even if you're in a relationship, I just think it's iconic.
Yeah, that
it's
one funny. Is so good. But we hope you guys love them.
Yeah.
We love them for sure.
We have them in red and in black.
Yep.
Again, super limited quantity. So, like, literally run.
And shout out to Carlos because the pictures are stunning.
Yes.
Like, the best photographer ever in New York City.
Yeah, seriously. If you live in New York and ever need photos, he does film, he does digital,
we'll tag
he'll
him
retouch everything
on the
post
so you can tag
he just did such a good job. We literally saw the photos and we were like, blown away.
No, we literally look like a J. Crew ad. I don't know how, but we do.
Yeah.
Like, it's so just super iconic.
Well, the craziest thing is while we were shooting it, because we shot it on film, Katie kept being like, oh, can we see them? And he's like, nope. And then we finally got the photos back, or not finally, but a few days later we got the photos back, and he texted me and he was like, I was so nervous. And I was like, you were? Because I had no idea.
No, he was very calm, cool, yeah. collected, but I just get nervous when I can't see it, because I'm like, right. what if I look like a gremlin in every single right. one of these, and it's like so gonna be my fault, because then I get in my head about it,
yeah,
and then I'm like, oh my god, I make a weird face by accident.
No, he did such a, like, they right. all turned out stunning.
No, we look like models.
And Colby art directed, so you can yes. thank Colby for the art direction. And
if you need a creative director, call me up.
Colby's your girl.
Yeah,
you guys, I'm gonna wear that hat now as well.
Yeah, put on your resume.
As you should. But we're super excited about the bags. We hope Match you guys made. Love them. Matchmade's first merch drop.
What is our website, Adam?
Matchmadepod.com.
There you have it.
Easy peasy.
Mic drop.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Don't say mic drop. This thing will like start sagging.
Oh,
again.
God.
Don't That's speak a manifestation it into existence.
That we cannot.
We cannot afford the audio no. issues.
How exciting. Like, we're business owners. Like, we have products.
We're wheeling and dealing over here.
We're going to be...
No, and, like, the product also came out so good. Like,
we're going to ship out all the product from Adam's room.
The oh, product gonna, is yeah. so fun. Yeah, these will be hand assembly line
yeah.
mailed out.
No, guys, the bags are literally in massive stacks in my room, just yeah. waiting to be assembly lined. Shipped out.
We are truly a low budget production.
We're low budget,
but I love that for us, because we're so real.
We're scrappy.
We're so real.
Just know that your package, your bag, is packed with love from Katie yeah, Covina,
and it's been like 5 feet from where Adam sleeps
every night.
Every night for like the past 2 months.
If the bag smells safe. Like me, the bag might actually have my musk on it. To no, be honest, like, I hope it smells good.
No, the bags will have your DNA on them.
Seriously,
no, for sure. I kind of spray my clone clothes to it too, I guess. So I kind of need to.
They'll smell nice.
Or at least the ones on top.
The ones yeah. on top will smell like Louis Vuitton.
Oh so my God. Lucky I love you. It. Wow. Proud of us.
Good job, team.
Wow. Okay.
Claps to the team.
The most stressful thing is over. I was stressed about our
the
launch.
The idea finally left the group chat.
Yeah, look at us.
Well, you can still be stressed about the launch because we still need the website to work.
I also, yeah, we're recording this and it's Tuesday.
Let's do a test transaction.
Yeah, we need to, for sure.
Yeah, we're going to work out the kinks, but if anything goes wrong, just send us a DM.
No, I seriously tested out so many different things though, because there's like a... It lets you do the flow and everything.
Okay.
And I was like, knowing the Matchmade crew and all the technical issues that we have had in the past, like right. we cannot have that happen.
But we always have a tech issue. Yeah. At least one, so.
I think I really thought through like so many different things though.
Just make sure you don't set them for $0.
That would be a problem.
That would probably
the listeners would probably be really happy.
But. Yeah, you'd be getting free tote bags. Like
We would be a little sad.
We'd be a little sad okay. just because...
We'd be happy for you.
Happy for you, sad for us. But
that's our launch. We're excited. Hope you guys love it.
Yeah.
What okay. else we got? We haven't recorded in 2 weeks. What's like...
Oh my God. You're so right.
Like, what are the updates?
Wow.
Hope
everyone's okay out there without us.
Yeah, seriously. What have you guys done without listening to us chit-chat for
I
a
guess...
While?
Well, I feel like I've like been with you at least because we were
I've
together.
I've been with Kathy.
We were together in Maryland.
Yeah.
Big July 4th. Blowout.
Oh, we sure did.
Your strawberries.
Oh my God, these strawberries.
What strawberries?
You know what I'm talking about. The chocolate covered strawberries.
Oh my God. Strawberries.
Guys, I didn't even know that was a thing.
There was this epic dessert table at this party. My mom and dad's friends threw this big party, and yeah. we tagged along and hung out with the parents. It was a grand evening. And there was this really big, first of all, we were pounding drinks. And there's this big dessert table at the end of the night, or I guess more so like the middle of the night for me yeah. at least. And I was just like loading up my plate. I was like, calories don't count on July 4th. Here we go. Like brownies, everything. All these chocolate covered strawberries. I take a bite and I'm like, interesting. Like it doesn't taste bad. It tastes sweet. The chocolate was good. I'm like, what is this? I couldn't put my finger on it. So I'm just pounding these. I'm trying to figure it out. And I find out that they were vodka infused.
Well, remember we like started taking the strawberries and we took a bite out of one and mine was one of the normal ones. The first yes. one I had. So it didn't taste. I was like, wait, this tastes normal. Like you're crazy. And Katie was like, this tastes so weird. Like,
no, it tastes like alcohol. It tastes like different. I was like, this is because the alcohol.
It was towards like the stem.
Yeah.
So you took a bite.
At first you don't, it doesn't hit you. And then it's like, whoa. And so then I had to have another one to make sure that I was not hallucinating.
Yeah.
And then
Katie was like, eat a second one. So then I ate one, and then I was like, oh yeah, this tastes like a little different.
And I guess
then,
some of them were not alcoholic.
And then the guy standing across the table was like, oh, so you guys like the vodka covered strawberries? And Katie and I were like,
we were like, what? Then we had like 20 of them.
I'm not even kidding. I think I ate like 10.
They were so good.
Minimum 10. And they were massive. That's a
crazy concept.
No one was eating them.
They
no
were one. So strong.
Yeah.
Katie and I, I'm not even kidding, polished off the entire plate.
I was on my ass.
The picture that Katie posted, like that was like plus 10 deep.
We were giggling. So you would have thought these were edibles. Like the so giggles, funny. The giggles were coming.
It was also so hot. Like I just, in that picture you posted, I look so drunk and so sweaty.
I mean, yeah, that was really something.
Yeah, we had fun. That was a fun night for sure.
July 4th.
Drunk and sweaty, I feel like was the theme of July 4th.
Yeah.
It definitely was. What did you do? What'd you get up to?
Were you
over
on
there,
a boat Boston? On July 4th? I feel like you were.
You were on a boat like nonstop, I feel like.
So I haven't been in the city I went home for 10 days because I had my friend's wedding up on Lake Winnipesaukee, which was stunning and so much fun. July 3rd was Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And my town does July 3rd as the 4th. It's always been like that.
They
don't
just
know
do like
why.
The fireworks show on the 3rd and everything. Yeah.
They don't do another fireworks show on the 4th?
So the town next door does the 4th of July.
So they take off. They're like, okay, it's art. I see.
Yeah.
So that's nice. So in theory, you could have two different celebrations on the 3rd and the 4th. You just, from one town. Okay, so your town's like, all right, we're off. Like the 4th, we're like truly off.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. But I had to work Wednesday. And then at like 4-ish, 4:30, everybody kind of had stopped working at that point. So then I went on my friend's boat that day and night, and then there were fireworks that night. Woke up really early the next day, went on another friend's boat. The weirdest thing happened. We woke up on the 4th of July, and our towns, they do the fireworks over the ocean.
Yeah.
And they are on a boat. And so the barge, the same one that does the Swampscott fireworks, does Marblehead fireworks. And so they did the Swampscott fireworks. Everything was fine on the 3rd. And then the boat went over to Marblehead and parked. And it caught on fire overnight.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses.
So a lot of us know that shopping for dad, shopping for boyfriend, shopping for men is very tough. Last Christmas, I was kind of freshly dating Jack and didn't really know what to get him. So I went to Uncommon Goods and I got him an Arsenal book. That's his soccer team that he supports. And it's a collection of different news printings from the past 50 years of Arsenal's history. So it was really great gift. He loved it. I also got him a customized candle, and I got my dad a whiskey creating kit. Like, you can DIY your own whiskey. There's a ton of good stuff on there.
Uncommon Goods has the most meaningful, out of the ordinary gifts on the market, and like Katie said, they even have gifts that you can personalize. Uncommon Goods will be at Grand Central Holiday Fair in Vanderbilt Hall and Grand Central Terminal in New York City, November 11th through December 24th. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/matchmade. That's uncommongoods.com/matchmade for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Happy holidays. Okay, guys, so you know that we love a good skincare and makeup routine, but did you know how you apply these products to your face can make all the difference?
Anisa Beauty has been changing the game with their vegan and cruelty-free brushes since 2019. Their Pinnacle Foundation Brush is a fan favorite and has gone totally viral for a reason.
The Pinnacle Foundation Brush is seriously the key to flawless application. I could use the cheapest foundation, and this brush makes it look like I'm wearing a $200 formula. It's that good.
It's all in the design. The brush's triangular shape fits every corner of your face, so you can use it for foundation, contour, highlight, basically all your liquid and cream products.
And don't forget about their skincare brushes. The Pinnacle Skin Brush has completely changed how I apply my serums and moisturizers. No more using my hands. This brush ensures everything goes on smooth and evenly.
So check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush and more at AnisaBeauty.com.
Use code MATCHMADE for 30% off site-wide. That's AnisaBeauty.com.
Check it out.
And so there were no fireworks on the 4th of July.
Wait.
Oh, no.
Do you think it was sabotaged?
I don't know.
Do you think that this is like a rivalry thing? Like
between the towns?
Oh my God, I'm so seeing like an Ellen Hildebrand book about this. Like this is so, that was so sabotage.
It was actually insane. And then I woke up, everybody sending the article in the morning, and everybody has these conspiracy theories.
Obviously, so would I.
Like, I was really confused because I was thinking that it would be very loud. And I don't live that far away from the harbor.
So it
that I feel like it would have woken me up had there been an explosion in the middle of the ocean.
Was it an explosion or was it more so just
So it was just a fire on the boat, so and the fireworks were not on it. I was thinking that the fireworks were loaded up on there ready to go and it caught on fire and somehow nobody heard it.
No, I feel like it was definitely a hit. I feel like someone was like, nope, this town, Swampscott got the fireworks, Marblehead gets no fireworks.
So yeah. Marblehead was one that was sabotaged.
Yeah, but somebody else had a theory that maybe someone was setting off fireworks at home and it hit the boat. I don't know. One of my friends in Swampscott said that she saw the boat catch on fire for a few minutes during the Swampscott fireworks, and then
they put it out or
it
something.
Was fine after, but I don't know. It was the strangest thing.
Wait, this is
so... there were no fireworks on the 4th of July.
I need answers.
That's so sad. Yeah,
I need them to, like, launch an investigation. I need answers.
There was, like, no video surveillance? Also, like, whoever...
there are photos of it.
But, like, whoever pays for that barge...
it's the town.
...that just got fucked, like, they definitely want to look into that,
that's
right?
That's so sad that they didn't get 4th of July fireworks.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
I'm more concerned about the man who owns the barge or the woman.
Yeah, I don't know what... they use the same company, so I don't know.
Well,
it was very interesting.
It's saying, quote, accidental.
Mm.
Officials investigating.
It sounded, that night, it sounded like somebody got their hands on the fireworks that weren't loaded onto the boat because there were fireworks going off all night. And fireworks are illegal in Massachusetts. Like, you can't set them off
like
on
civilian
own.
Use or whatever. Mm. Yeah.
So, I mean, people go to New Hampshire and buy them and set them off themselves a lot, but it wasn't the level that it was every 2 minutes there would be fireworks going off.
Huh.
I mean, Katie and I also didn't really see fireworks on the 4th. Actually, not didn't really, we didn't at all pretty
where
much.
Do they do them in Maryland?
Everywhere that we were not, like, literally everywhere else. Like, we were not the place where we were, like this house that we were at, there's a fireworks show the night before on the 3rd that's like epic, and it was like the perfect view for that one, but we came on the 4th.
Yeah.
So we just saw the ones that were kind of off in the distance.
Wait, but they said that they thought that it was going to happen again. Like, they were told that the family or something like that across, no?
Well, not, no. So the ones that happened the night before is like a community does it.
Yeah.
The ones that they were talking about were the neighbors. They thought the neighbors were
right,
have a show.
Yeah, yeah.
And the neighbors were out of town. So it was a little lackluster in the fireworks department, but we still
had fun with our chocolate strawberries.
We still had so much booze.
We did.
I felt so proud of myself for not posting a photo of a firework.
Yeah, I didn't either, but truly because I didn't get any content.
I took so many, and I was like, this is a really good one. And then I remembered all of the memes of people saying, this is your reminder that we don't care about your firework photo or something.
People are so mean. Like, if you want to post your damn firework, like, post your damn firework.
You know what I think the equivalent is?
What?
This summer, like, I didn't really see that many firework posts, to be fair. I have seen every other story on my little, like, flip through of the stories on Instagram is a hydrangea bush.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone,
same, actually.
No, everyone and their mother, they'll see a hydrangea bush. Perfect. Story.
I posted two of those.
Yeah, but no.
Kobe's like guilty.
But it's not just you. It's literally every girl that was in our sorority that I still randomly follow on Instagram, every influencer.
People in the Hamptons this weekend. I saw like a million hydrangeas.
I swear to you, it was, I should have filmed it, like screen recorded, but it was like several swipes of three different girls' stories, all a different hydrangea bush. That is the new, like, fireworks post, hydrangea bush.
I genuinely think this year the hydrangeas are in bloom way better,
a
I
super
guess.
Bloom.
Yeah, than they have been in previous summers. Last year, do you remember how much it rained? It rained every single weekend.
Yeah.
This summer, it's been sunny and warm, so they're actually blooming, not drowning. So I think that they look better.
Wait, I thought hydrangeas did better when it drowned. Didn't we have a whole thing where we talked
about... it's a yes and a no. Like, the rain, when it rains, they wilt a lot.
Mm.
But then they perk back up.
Okay.
But it rained so much last summer that I don't think, and it was cold.
Yeah.
I don't think that they bloomed as much as, or it was very quick. But they've been in bloom.
Well, I've definitely seen more content about them this summer, so I feel like they must be. Something's happening.
Yes.
Yeah. I've never seen this many hydrangeas on Instagram in my life.
Now Olivia Culpo's wedding with all of those hydrangeas looked so beautiful, the photos.
Let me ask you I don't know how to describe it. A question.
Are you going to ask if I liked your wedding dress?
Yeah, I'm going to ask if you liked her wedding dress.
Oh, yeah, I saw that was controversial.
Truthfully, did you like her wedding dress?
I liked her second dress. The ceremony dress, I think, is very pretty, but I personally wouldn't choose to wear that to a summer wedding in Rhode Island. I think she looked beautiful, but she could literally wear a trash bag and look stunning, so.
Yeah. I mean, I respect, she did this, like, she did this little Vogue article. Right. She did, like, a Vogue article, and she talked about how she wanted to wear something, like, timeless. And I respect the fact that she just wore what she wanted to wear. Like, good for her. But I don't like the dress. Those are just my opinions, and I'm happy that she had her lovely wedding day, because I know she's coming at people on Instagram.
I know, that's what I was going to say. I was like, this girl got her wedding written up in Vogue and expected there to be nothing but praise.
No, the thing is you can't expect that.
Like, well, I feel bad for her. She's clearly very offended.
No,
like,
I know.
The way she's coming for people. And
but
I'm not
I feel bad
people,
for her too,
like,
but I think that she thought she was going to have the Sophia Richie effect and a lot of the feedback. Who knows if there is not positive feedback, but I feel like she is bringing the negative feedback to light more so.
Well, she looked stunning. Again, she's like the most beautiful person ever.
She is so stunning.
She did an article, or in the article, she talked about how she didn't wear mascara. Did you see that?
Yes.
She got a lash lift, though. But and her face is just so perfect.
Bone structure in that family is so unfair.
I know.
Their brother is so handsome.
I know.
Imagine she comes for Match Made. Tomorrow we get a comment on the Instagram.
We'll get some publicity. Christian McCaffrey can call us evil. I love it. That'll give us some buzz.
Yeah, that would be fine. He would acknowledge my existence, which would be more than okay
with
me.
Well, yeah. Anyway.
I don't know. I don't associate Dolce with like classic fashion as much as I do Chanel.
Yeah.
That I think comparing Sophia and her is tough, but I do think that that's more what she was after.
She won it because everyone freaked out over Sophia's wedding.
Right.
Like, and to be fair, to be honest, everything Sophia does, people are obsessed with.
Right.
Because, I mean, she has great taste and she does incredible things. And her daughter being named Eloise, like, iconic.
So cute.
Like, everything she does.
I want to see her.
Me too.
She posted her feet today.
How old is she? I feel like she just probably looks like a generic baby right now. No, I like want to see what she looks like when she's older. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sure we will.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe someday we'll see her. Paris Hilton finally posted her daughter and she's so cute.
Aww.
London.
She's London, so cute.
London Tipton.
She's always wanted a daughter named London, and she finally got her.
I'm so happy for all of these teenage or young stars that like grew up and, you know, they went through trauma and they like get what they want. Happy for Paris.
Who's next?
Well, Lindsay Lohan's kind of doing it. She's already done it, kind of.
Freaky Friday.
She's acting again with Jamie Lee Curtis, and she's married, and I think she had a baby. Yeah, she's pregnant. She was pregnant, so she had a baby. So
she got some good extensions.
Lindsay,
her hair looks good.
She's in the same category as like Hilary Duff. Hilary Duff's doing great things. I love it.
Wait, that what was the movie she was in where she was a twin? Parent Trap.
Yes.
I was like, I haven't been on TikTok in so long, and this morning randomly I was just like scrolling on TikTok, and the content that I saw that was really good was obviously the one that I sent you guys about the Surf Lodge thing, which I thought was like literally brilliant, and I've never seen anybody do that. Which is where like obviously Surf Lodge costs a fuck ton of money to get in, and we definitely shat on the Surf Lodge a year ago, probably today.
We did. We were like, we're never going back to Surf Lodge.
After paying whatever all that for the table, and then it just torrentially downpouring the entire time.
Not getting our money back.
And yeah, exactly. It was horrible. But then anyways, I saw this TikTok of that people may have seen also. It's like 700,000 likes.
That was fully 2 years ago, not 1 year ago.
You're right. It was 2 years ago.
Oh my God. Time flies.
It's kind of sad. We've had so many good memories.
We got dumped on at Surf Lodge.
That was 2 years ago.
The awning was literally about to break. Remember that? People were holding it up.
Yeah.
And we paid like thousands of dollars to get a table there. We were just getting dumped on.
Sick and twisted.
Katie embraced the rain. She was just, I remember her just running around on the beach in the pouring rain. She was like, I'm just gonna
embrace it. People who do that every weekend, I'm not even kidding, are sick fucks in my head. Like that? No, I'm dead serious.
How? No, I know you are, but the way you delivered that was so funny.
But how could you possibly spend that much money to go stand in the exact same spot every weekend?
I don't know. But objectively, it did look kind of fun this past weekend.
I actually had no FOMO of watching the Hamptons content from this weekend.
I didn't either, but what I thought was so funny that I didn't even get to like finish telling because we just got in this rabbit hole is the canoe thing. Like people taking their canoe up. Because you can obviously, like, it's outdoors. You can just, like, pull your canoe up and hear Diplo.
Yeah.
Like, you saw the one I sent, right? Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
That.
It's genius.
Brilliant. Yeah. Pond.
I should. I will next time I'm there for sure, now that I know the hack. But the other one I saw was the Parent
Adam
Trap.
Adam will not be paying to go in. He'll just boat up.
I'm going
to
boat up, exactly, and climb up the deck.
I totally see you doing
this. He's going to scale the side of the building.
No, you will not catch me dead paying for that table there. No way, Jose. I'm way too cheap for that. Crazy town. But the other one I saw was the Parent Trap. Did you guys know that there is a plane that used to take you from New York to London in 3 hours?
Yes.
Didn't it make three trips or something?
So I did see that. They're bringing it back.
The Concorde.
Yeah. Or they're trying to bring it back.
Oh, interesting.
It was a thing. I forget why.
That plane. Remember, I was on a walk.
You definitely didn't see this. It was discontinued in 2011.
I know. I saw the plane on a boat, and I sent it in our group chat being like, was there a plane crash? I thought it literally was a Sully 2.0
I do remember this,
situation.
Actually.
And it was that plane being brought to the Air and Space Museum, refurbished.
Yeah. Oh. It's retired. Okay, so yeah, you're
okay,
right.
Okay, Colby, I apologize. I thought you meant you saw it in the sky. And I was like, girly pop, it's retired.
No.
Yeah, it was retired in 2003.
Oh, 2003. Holy shit.
But
the TikTok I saw was it was referenced in the Parent Trap.
Was a crash.
Oh, interesting. Oh, so they had to stop it.
It ran over a strip of metal on the runway, causing a tire to blow out. I think that was just like a fluke. I don't think.
Interesting.
I don't know if that's why they were retired.
That just sounds like another day at Boeing.
That was the fatal accident. There was one fatal accident. But commercial service was suspended. Then it was retired. Yeah.
But what was the name of the London one? The Parent Trap? The daughter that was in London. Is it Hallie?
Hallie and what's the other one? Hallie and, oh my God, I'm a Parent Trap kids' names.
Hallie and
Elizabeth? No. Oh, that's the mom. Annie.
Yeah, she is
Annie.
Lizzie.
Hallie and Annie.
Hallie was the,
I have class and you don't.
Hallie was the English one.
Okay.
And Annie was the one with the,
because I guess Hallie made a comment in the movie. It was like, you get there in half the time on the Concorde or something like that.
Yep, classic.
And I had never heard about that before.
Oh my God, I need to watch. You know, Jack hasn't seen The Parent Trap. Oh
I was God. Going to bring up The Parent Forced Trap when viewing. We were talking about camp.
Forced viewing. No, I
I circled back for you, don't worry.
Yeah.
Gave you your opportunity.
I love it. I actually saw Parent Trap has been all over my social media recently.
Really?
I think that they're doing a revival of that too. Or maybe I'm making
I think
that
they
up.
Did.
Oh, they already did?
I think so.
Oh, whatever.
On Disney Plus or something. Mm.
Classic. Anyway, I saw that there was like a behind the scenes clip and there was like a stunt double. I love seeing like how they do the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like how did they make it so she was like talking to herself? They had like a redheaded stunt double. Like granted, they CGI'd her in like her doubled, but
technology was so advanced even at
no
that
I know
time.
Well, only in certain scenes, like only when they had to, because otherwise they just got this girl and it was just the back of her head. They like cut her hair to look the same, and this random girl was just like her sister, like herself in all these scenes. And I'm like, where is this girl now? Where is the girl that was like the Lindsay Lohan stunt double? Like what did she go on to do? Like I need to know.
We can look her up.
I couldn't find anything.
She's like,
that's so interesting.
Incognito.
I mean, yeah, like Parent Trap.
My favorite thing from the Parent Trap is the isolation cabin. I use that term quite often, actually.
The isolation cabin.
I haven't seen the movie in so long that I don't even remember the isolation cabin.
They get in trouble for fighting, and it's after they trick out the cabin. And the counselor lady gets honey or chocolate sauce dumped on her head. And then she's like, to the isolation cabin. And oh. then they march up.
Okay, so I found an article. I love articles like these. It's like, who played Lindsay Lohan's double in Parent Trap and where is she now? I love the, and where is she now?
There's
like,
your answer. Any that you article, were seeking.
Any article, I don't even need to know what the movie or the person is. If it says, and where are they now? I will be clicking because I need to know where they are now, even if I don't know.
All right, let's hear it. Where's Miss Girl?
Her name is Erin Mackey. She played the stunt double. 1 year later, after the Parent Trap, she starred alongside real life twins Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. In You're Invited to Mary-Kate and Ashley's Fashion Party. I don't know. Some she was in The Intern.
Oh.
And some.
Oh my god, that movie is so good.
Oh, and she's however, the actress has seen great success in the Broadway world. Recently, Erin Mackey played Glinda in several productions of Wicked, including Broadway.
Huh.
Wow.
She's also been in stage productions like Anything Goes, Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, and Annie. So, Broadway stuff. Anyway, the more you know.
Annie, don't get me double. Started.
The Intern is one of the best movies ever.
The Intern, like, seriously pulls at my heartstrings. Same. Like, it makes me want to cry when I watch it.
I know, it's so good.
Like, I haven't seen any good movies recently. I need to watch that.
I need to go see Inside Out, too.
Oh, same. Wait, same. Should we go to the theaters at some point?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, I want to do that, too.
I was talking to my roommate about it, and she's already seen it twice and said she would go a third time.
Okay, so it's good.
Yeah.
That's when you know.
She said it's so good.
Inside Out is so good.
I definitely want to see that before it's not in the movie theater anymore.
Yeah, that's such a good, like, movie theater movie.
Yeah.
That would be such an experience. Yeah. I feel like I'd cry. I'd cry during the first time.
I'm not good at watching animated movies at home, so I definitely want to see it in the theater.
You and the kids.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing, like, the row, like, us and, like, children. Yep. Like, small children.
I think Inside Out 2 would draw an older crowd.
I agree. I also think, like, people are into animated movies.
Right.
At least I am.
Yeah.
I love an animated
movie. I just can't watch them at home. Sometimes I'll be like, okay, I'm done, and turn it off.
What was that animated movie that's coming out or was coming out on the same day as Wicked, and they changed it?
Oh, Moana 2.
Oh, Moana 2. They literally changed.
Oh, they made a second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Moana. Well, it's coming out in November. I think I saw this article that said that they changed Wicked to a different day because they thought that the audience would be similar for Wicked and Moana.
Definitely.
And people would be like, you know, having a... stuck between a rock and a hard place of which one they choose. Do they choose Wicked or
I am so
Moana?
Excited for Wicked.
Me too. I can't wait to see like what all the fuss has been about. I feel like there's been so much like buzz because they've been filming this movie for like 3 years.
I know so much about this movie and I'm allowed to talk about why now because there was an article written about it. But Rebecca Minkoff is a Halo partner for Wicked merchandise.
Okay.
Oh.
And so we have a collab line with Wicked. And so for the past literally year and a half, I've been working on this project.
Oh.
And so I saw the trailer like a year ago at this point, and I've seen all of the costume design.
Wow.
And,
yeah, embargo.
It's really, really crazy.
So is Rebecca like designing stuff for them or what?
Yes. Yeah.
Does that
so
mean?
We have, handbags that are going to be sold. Like, you know how so many brands did Barbie?
Yeah.
So we're one of the Halo partners for Wicked.
Wait, I love
that's
it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's gonna be cool.
I know. It's very exciting.
Okay.
But the movie is going to be amazing.
I just know it's going to be because you know it's taken so long. So that means it's gonna be good.
I also really want to see SpongeBob and Ariana Grande in action together and see if you can suss out any
I know it's like
chemistry.
Been, I know it's like been confirmed, but I still don't believe it. I still don't think that Ariana Grande is dating SpongeBob.
SpongeBob who?
He's like from
he was SpongeBob on Broadway.
Oh.
And he's in the Wicked movie.
I was like the voice actor for SpongeBob SquarePants.
No, like, no. He is like the
I wish,
actor.
I love SpongeBob.
He's the actor for SpongeBob. I think the voice actor for SpongeBob is like 60, no, older than that, like 70.
That's why I was so confused. Yeah.
No, the guy that like plays him on Broadway, that does the SpongeBob Broadway, he's also in this movie, the Wicked movie, and there's been some tea. Like Ariana maybe, broke up a marriage,
I feel like that's like so the PR thing these days though. It's like get the co-stars to
but they've been like spotted together
or whatever.
Yeah, they're fully in a relationship.
Apparently they are, but I don't believe it. I still don't believe it.
Wait, remember for that other movie with what's
his
face? Glenn Powell and what's her face?
Sydney Sweeney.
Thank God I have you guys. God. Yeah, they did the whole PR stunt about them dating and being flirty or whatever.
He is a gorgeous man as well. I want to see his new movie, Twisters.
It looks really good with
Daisy Edgar Jones.
Daisy Edgar Jones took the words right out of my mouth.
But it doesn't come out until next week, and I really wanted to go this week.
How inconvenient for you.
I know.
We've really given the rundown of upcoming.
Yeah, if you guys are wondering.
It's because I am a Regal Unlimited member and I haven't seen a movie in 3 months, so I gotta put it to use.
Yeah, don't forget about Colby's membership.
Yeah, I keep threatening to cancel it, and then my roommate's like, no, don't do it. And then she's gone to go see Inside Out twice without me. But I, granted, wasn't you haven't here been when here. She went to go see it.
Okay. But you've been on a still. Boat.
It's true.
You've been on many boats.
I have.
But now that you've come back to dry land, you're...
It's true, land ho.
You guys just aren't allowed to see without me when I'm gone.
Okay. Are you excited for your trip?
You're about to hit the club.
I'm scared.
Refresh everyone on what you're doing.
Okay, so I go to Vegas on Thursday. Luckily, I'm only going for 2 nights, 3 full days, but only 2 nights, which I think is going to be just enough time. So I fly out Thursday morning, get in whatever Thursday morning, Pacific time. And we have a whole agenda. I'm going to a basketball game, which is why my roommates and the guys are going.
Did you find out what team is playing?
Wait, so it's like something where they put all the good players on one team or something like
all-star
that.
All-star team?
Yeah, it's like an all-star team.
It's sure. like an all-star team. I'm shocked that you're going. I thought you weren't going to go to the basketball game. I thought you were just going to catch them later.
Well, so they're going to a basketball game on Tuesday that they specific. Is that today?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
today's Tuesday.
Okay, I think they're already there. Alex is about to fly out right now, and so is Mahi, and I guess the rest of them are too. Or maybe it's tomorrow.
Boys trip.
I think I'm fucking it up. Tomorrow night is the basketball game. They are flying out right now, but tomorrow night is the basketball game, and it's like LeBron, and I was a, that's all I know. That's all I got.
LeBron.
I was really about to say Kobe Bryant, but then I was like, I don't think he's with us anymore.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. But okay, so LeBron's all I got, but then I guess there's some other good players on there as well. Who knows? I don't know. Anyways, then the boys were like, let's go to another game on Friday, because I guess it's like another one where maybe LeBron is gonna play.
LeBron
is the only guy you know.
Only one I know. So on Friday, I'm going to see, you know, LeBron.
LeBron James. And remember, I guess that from Vine.
Yeah, LeBron James, the Vine.
So Friday night we have a basketball game. Friday during the or after the basketball game, we're going to see Steve Aoki, which I'm not excited about at all. Because like,
are you going to get caked?
I hope not. Well, actually, I hope so. Then I can just eat.
Do you think he still does that?
I don't know.
Wait, that's a good question. Sorry, what? Caked?
Oh, Steve Aoki like throws full cakes at people.
Oh my god, I thought you meant like drunk. I thought that was like a euphemism.
No. That'd be funny.
He throws sheet cakes.
Have you seen the videos, Katie?
Into the audience.
Oh, this man takes a full sheet cake and like chucks it at people.
It genuinely looks painful.
Yeah. So I don't think I want to get caked, to be honest.
I'm sorry. Get away. Don't be near that man.
Like, I actually think I'd be pissed.
That would ruin the glam. That would ruin the glam.
It would ruin the tour.
That would ruin the tour.
But I'm like so stressed. The boys were out like shopping today. They're like, we need to like go card for the outfits for the club, because I guess like in Vegas they're super strict about what you wear.
They
to
have
clubs.
dress codes. Yeah.
Oh god. And I'm like, I'm just. I mean, I look good normally, but like I wear jeans.
It's more so like
I'm a casual boy.
You'll be fine with your like white outfits that you do.
Okay, so I'll wear
and just be mindful of the footwear. I think the footwear is where you might go wrong.
Oh, they don't like sneakers.
Well, you just look it up.
Okay.
You never know.
Okay.
I've never been to Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, this is the only time I've gone post 21. I've only been once before, and it was before I was 21. It was with my aunt and uncle, so it was like a very different experience.
I am so excited.
Did you go boating in the Venice Canal for your Vegas on your family trip?
No, we like ate a lot of food. Like, we got this massive treasure chest at this, I forget the restaurant.
Was it at Barton G?
No, it was at this other really popular restaurant. I forget, but it was like a massive treasure chest made out of chocolate and painted with edible gold. And it was like stuffed.
In Vegas?
Yeah, and it was stuffed with like a million things of ice cream and
we had
like
different
cakes
Vegas
and cookies
trips.
And all kinds
we
of shit.
We had very different.
Yeah, so that's how I was experiencing Vegas last time I was there.
Absolutely. You indulged in like chocolate surprises, and I went to Wet Republic and like saw sights I should never see again. Like, I will never see again. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm excited because like.
The most appalling scenes. Vegas is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm there for 3 days, but we are like doing so much shit.
You should watch The Hangover on your way there.
I should, to prep myself.
Yeah,
I love that movie so much.
But yeah, so we have Stevie Aoki Friday night the basketball game, so I can see my boy LeBron.
Please tell me LeBron's actually playing.
I really hope so. And then Saturday we're seeing Diplo at like Encore Beach Club or something.
That's fun.
Yeah. So cool. That'll be fun. And then Saturday night I fly home. And in the middle of all of that, I'm going to gamble because I love gambling, but I like hate losing money.
What are you going to play?
Blackjack, probably.
Can you play black? Do you know how to do that?
Yeah. I love roulette.
Oh, I don't know how to do
that. Roulette's my game.
Damn it. This is so like, it's an attractive quality to be able to play games. I need games. To be able to do that. I need to learn how to do it.
But I'm like, one, a really sore loser, and two, I hate losing money. So I'm only taking out a specific amount of cash.
But remember what I said about the free drinks?
I know.
You get free drinks if you're playing. So
it cancels. You have to play with a specific amount of money. So like, I think you can only get free drinks if you're playing with.
Not true.
Oh, really?
At the slots, I got free drinks.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
I was doing literal slots.
I'm so excited, guys. So excited to gamble.
So much fun.
But yeah, I'm only taking out a specific amount of money. And once I lose that, I'm canceled.
That's good. Give yourself a budget.
Maddie Klein and Pete Davidson broke up. I just got an alert.
Breaking news.
Thank God, Colby.
Now's my time.
Wait, I didn't realize they were actually dating. I thought that was just
I didn't even know who that PR girl thing. Is.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, really?
She's from Outer Banks.
I don't know. She's Sarah Cameron. Either. I never watched
Maddie Klein.
You didn't?
No.
How do you spell her name? Oh, Madeline. Madeline Klein.
Now is my time.
Madeline Klein.
I can't believe you find Pete Davidson attractive. Like, I just don't see it.
Colby, where did you see this alert?
I just think he's so funny.
Are you sure this is confirmed?
Yeah.
Where? I'm seeing no... reportedly.
Oh.
Reportedly, well, but it's on page 6, so...
Yeah.
I don't believe it until TMZ says something. When TMZ says something, that's when the nail's in the coffin.
Well.
Oh, he was spotted at an antique mall.
Oh, maybe he's not for me.
No, he's for me.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was getting at.
Well, sorry, Pete. I'm taking.
You're going to the Antique Roadshow together.
No, I'm like, when the Antiques Roadshow comes to town, everyone's coming. Like, we're going to go. I will gladly.
That's going to be an iconic moment for you.
I'm sorry. I will actually lose my shit. I know that. Some of the appraisers, like I think I know them. I've watched them on the mm-hmm. show, and like you start to like recognize, and you know like your favorite ones. I'm gonna fangirl so hard. I'm gonna need some I'm gonna need an autograph book like the one you get at Disney World.
Oh my gosh,
where did my autograph book go? Every kid like at Disney World, you get an autograph book. Like, where did it go? Where is Mickey?
Mine is definitely in the gigantic plastic bin that probably weighs 100 pounds that's in my basement, full of printed out pictures and other random things.
My dad is like the biggest hoarder. My
first pieces of hair that got cut off my head are also in there.
Do you think that the characters at Disney World need to like learn how to do the signature? Like everyone, like all the Mickeys, like the people that are Mickey,
oh, for sure. That's definitely
learn the same signature. Okay, because like otherwise, like that's so fraudulent.
Yeah, you could compare notes.
Yeah, you could.
Like, that Mickey looks different than my Mickey.
Like, how dare you? That's fraud. So love it. Anyway.
Well, that was our pop culture update.
Yeah, wow. We really
go buy a tote bag.
Yeah, go buy a damn tote bag.
Go buy a freaking tote bag.
And I think that's all we have time for today.
Yeah, I think we've kind of done what we could.
We really
did. Done what we could.
Did you guys enjoy that? Or
that was such a random episode. But it's fine.
That's what you get after 10 days of vacation.
Yeah. I think we'll have some more material after Adam goes to Vegas and Colby and I do whatever we end up doing this weekend.
Yeah, well, I'm going
to
be a
hoe. I think I'm going to take a bus to Boston.
Bus. Oh, okay, sis.
Yeah, I'm poor.
Bus, club, bus, club, another club, bus.
That's right.
Well, we'll be back next week for more updates. And with that, love ya, see ya.
Bye.
Buy a tote bag.
Buy a tote bag.
Bye-bye.